Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
And that's the sound of the new Welcome to Environment Matters, the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Well, you've heard the ad, and it's my absolute pleasure to be able to tell you that the local award-winning company Wuka is now sponsoring Environment Matters. In case you've not heard, Wuka is a St Albans company that set up just over a year ago selling period underwear. Wuka period pants, they look just like ordinary underwear, but with cleverly hidden absorbent material, and they can be washed and reused in just the same way. They're made from sustainably sourced materials and are a sustainable alternative to disposable tampons and sanitary towels, so reducing waste, reducing plastic pollution, and helping the aquatic environment. 2018 was a remarkable year for Wuka, and 2019 promises to be no different. Ruby Rad is the Wuka CEO, and she joined me. Ruby, thank you for joining me. So I've just explained Wuka Wear's great environmental credentials, but as with so many things in life that are great for the environment, Wuka Wear has proved really helpful to so many people. Do you want to tell us about some of the people that Wuka Wear has helped in its first year?
As we say to everyone, Wuka is kinder to the planet and to your body. And yes, over the year, we have helped so many people, especially with the learning difficulties, who find it very challenging to use disposable tampons and pads. We have got some blind girls who are test driving our Wuka Wear. And I already have got some feedback from them as well, saying that they have been like absolutely amazing for them. The teacher are absolutely over the moon because they don't have to go be intimate to go and change them. Just give them the underwear and then they can change it themselves.
That's fantastic. I mean, that must be life-changing for them and also really rewarding for you as well.
Absolutely. And when we launched the tween sizes, we had parents whose daughter were 7, 8 year old. They are already preparing for them to give underwear when they need it for their period. So this is like, so for example, where you're in school, and all of a sudden you have your period, you don't know how to use pads or tampons. But what you can say to your daughter is, reach out to your PE bag, grab a knicker, just put it on. Yes. We'll come home and talk about it.
That's so much easier, isn't
it? Yes,
it
is.
So those are fantastic examples of, you know, the women that you're helping. And as I say, as well as Wuka Wear being brilliant for the environment as well. Now, it has been a fantastic first 12 months for Wuka Wear, hasn't it? Just give us some of the highlights from 2018.
Wow. The journey of Wuka has been absolutely amazing. And it wouldn't be anything near without support from thousands of people that we get every day, even now. To mention some of the highlights, I think one of my biggest achievements was when I met our first year goal. So initially we put a goal of reducing and stopping 1 million disposables from going to landfill. But within 8 months, we reached 1.3 million. So that was our target achieved. And that was like a great achievement for me because in a way my main mission was to reduce the disposables going to landfill, and in some way I feel like I've done it, and I'm so more enthusiastic about doing it more. For our second year we have set a goal of 3 million, so hopefully we'll achieve that target.
Yeah, that is quite an ambitious target, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you've been active in other areas as well. I noticed just before Christmas you launched the Wuka, it's a little matching bralette to go with the Wuka pants. And with that you started supporting the charity Copperfield with a £1 donation from each sale. Why did you decide to do that?
It's all about empowering women and girls, but also giving an informed choice about health risk. So with the underwear, we are teaching everybody about or raising awareness about the effect of disposable menstrual product, not just to your health, but also to the environment. And with the Copperfield is doing amazing in terms of raising awareness about breast cancer among young women. Now, this, as a young woman, you don't really think about any breast cancer as you're growing up. You just feel like you're invincible, right?
Yes.
Nothing's going to happen.
I think you're
Nobody
right there.
Really cares about their breast, and anything could happen. So I think what they are doing is absolutely amazing, and it really sits with our core values. Wuka bralette, something that you put around your breast, so why not help them raise this awareness? So
I'm sure that they are very happy to be associated with your brand and for the support that you're giving them. And as I say, great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, I noticed on the website you've already started innovating this year. Tell us about the promotion you've got just now.
So at the moment, and since Christmas, we are doing a cycle set. So this is like 3 pair of underwear for people to try, but also we give it as a reasonable discount. And you can mix and match, just drop us a line, we say it. But our most popular one are the heavy ones, because that completely replaces disposable tampons and pads.
Right.
So it's a no-brainer.
Okay, so a little promotion to start the new year. But what else do you have planned for 2019?
Oh, it's going crazy now. Since the beginning till now, we are doing loads and loads of events. So coming up in March, we are doing a Vegan Life Live. And I've been asked to come and speak about how we can save the planet once a month.
Okay, so Vegan Life, where's this then?
In Alexander Palace.
Wow.
Yeah, 9th to 10th of March. So please, please do come. Next month, well, in February, we will also be giving out 5 pair of tickets. So do stay tuned. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter. We'll be announcing there.
Right. That's really exciting. I mean, that sounds like a big national event there.
Yes. And then the next one in March again, we are going to VegFest. That's in Brighton. We love Brighton. I think Brighton is one of the cool places.
It's cool. And just the other end of the train line.
Exactly.
Very convenient from St. Albans as well.
Absolutely. So we'll be going to VegFest as well, raising again awareness around menstrual product, eco-friendly menstrual product. We are also doing a Moda Fashion Week, actually, in February. That's in Birmingham. And it's a place where a lot of traders go in. So you can see that we have got big plans that's rolling out for our future.
Indeed,
yeah.
Lots of exciting events and really taking the product out there, aren't you? It does sound like it's going to be a very busy year indeed, and we're looking forward to hearing all about it. Can we just tell listeners that? How do we find out more about WukaWear and where can we buy it?
You can find more information and buy the product at wuka.co.uk. That's wuka.co.uk. Follow us on all social media at WukaWear. WukaWear, WukaWear.
Fantastic. And we look forward to hearing way more about your wonderful year coming up here on Environment Matters on Radio Verulam.
Thank you very much for having me, Amanda.
Ruby, thank you for joining us. And I was talking there to the inspirational Ruby Rat of Wuka, the Environment Matters new sponsors. Now, there's been much controversy about Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust's decision to sell the 11-acre nature reserve Broad Colney Lakes down in London Colney. Now, last week, the sale was completed to an anonymous buyer, and there is understandable local concern about the reason for the sale and the future of the lakes. I spoke to Josh Kubel of the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust to find out more. Josh, thank you for joining me. So why has Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust sold Broad Colney Lakes?
So obviously the trust is largely funded by voluntary contributions from our members and supporters, and we were obliged to make sure that we're using the limited resources that we have as wisely as we can within our sort of charitable aims. And as part of that, we continually assess the nature reserves that are under our care. On sort of 2 measures, one being their value for wildlife and the other being the value from a visitor experience point of view. And it was actually as part of this assessment that we concluded that the quality of the wildlife habitats at Broad Colney Lakes wouldn't be sort of significantly improved by our continued involvement on site. And obviously, the site would still be costing the organisation, you know, a not insignificant amount of money every year. So it was through that decision-making process that we decided that our continued involvement with Broad Colney Lakes actually didn't represent the best use of our charitable funds.
I mean, Josh, I remember being really excited when otters were seen at Broad Colney Lakes. I mean, that sounds to me like a valuable site for wildlife.
Yeah, obviously, it's always fantastic to see otters, and obviously I love them myself, but otters specifically, they have really big territories, and they're not site-based. You've got the main river that runs through Broad Colney Lake, so otters will be going for miles and miles up and down that river, so it doesn't, just the presence of otters doesn't really change the habitat of the rest of the site.
Right, okay. I mean, the other thing that I thought was actually with things like Tittenhanger gravel pits, again, sort of an aquatic environment, being threatened with proposed development of a garden village over there, aren't places like Broad Colney Lakes going to be really just of increasing importance?
Well, obviously, we're aware of all of the sort of question marks around Tittenhanger gravel pits, and our planning department here at the Trust have given their opinion on that. Obviously, again, the issue is that it doesn't change the habitat of Broad Colney Lakes. Tittenhanger is a different site and it has a different habitat itself. Our assessment of Broad Colney Lakes is that simply that the Trust's involvement there was not significant, was not representing a significant improvement to that site or representing the best use of our charitable funds.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I quite understand you're a charity, you only have a certain amount of money. Is there anything in particular that you wanted the funds for, that the proceeds from Broad Colney Lakes?
Well, obviously, we run, we care for 40 nature reserves throughout Hertfordshire and Middlesex, as well as working in the wider landscape, working with landowners and working in the local community. So the proceeds that the Trust benefited from the sale of Broad Colney Lakes will go to support that work.
Right, I see. So it would just be used for general stuff. There's nothing in particular.
That's right. No, yeah. It hasn't been ring fenced for any specific project.
Yeah. Now you've said that you basically thought that anything that Hertfordshire Wildlife Trust could do at Broad Colney Lakes wasn't really increasing its wildlife value. But is it still important to the Wildlife Trust that the lakes are retained as a wild area?
So as I said, our continued involvement there was not improving the site, but as part of the process of the sale, there was a covenant on the sale that public access to the site should still be maintained. Also, when coming to the decision to sell the lakes in the first place, obviously we looked at the potential future use, and as part of the assurances of the sale, we asked buyers what they wanted to do with the site. And our assessment of the site was actually that it's not really suitable for housing development or anything like that. So realistically, we thought the threat to the site was relatively low by us selling it. So obviously from that point of view, we are relatively confident that it will remain the habitat that it is at the moment and support the wildlife that it does at the moment.
Right, OK. So you got assurances about how it was going to be used, but those might not necessarily be binding. But even so, you think that just the nature of the site means that... Because I think the concern is that it will just be used for housing development.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously we're aware of the local community's concerns around that. We did, as I say, through the sale process, we did seek assurances from the buyers. So there is a legally binding covenant that protects public access to the site. As part of the bid process, we asked buyers what their intentions were, and the buyer that we selected stated that he wished to use the site continued for fishing and the woodland for the continued benefit of wildlife. Obviously, that is not a legally binding element, but as I say, with our assessment of the site, it has exceptionally limited potential for housing. It's got main river running through it. It is still designated as a nature reserve under the local plan. It's got some really big lakes in it, obviously.
Yeah.
It is liable to flooding, so this is a really unsuitable bit of land for housing development in our assessment.
Okay, so you feel fairly certain that really the only thing that can happen to it is it will stay in pretty much its current state.
Yeah, that's certainly our assessment of it, yeah.
Okay. So you've obviously been thinking about the future of Broad Colney Lakes. Any other nature reserves that you've been sort of assessing and think that you might want to get rid of?
Well, as I mentioned, obviously we do keep all of our sort of nature reserves that are in our care under continued assessment. At present, we have no plans to sell any other nature reserves. And I think I was talking to some colleagues of mine, and to the best of my knowledge, this is the only nature reserve we have ever sold in our sort of more than 50-year history. So the short answer is no, we have no intentions to sell any other nature reserves. Obviously, the flip side to our assessing the nature reserves that are currently in our care is looking at what is coming to market as well, because obviously the opposite side of selling our nature reserves is that we look to buy more land as well. well. So we are continually assessing land that is coming to market for its wildlife potential and whether or not it would be suitable as an addition to our nature reserves portfolio. So, that, you know, we are trying to balance the two things off against each other. But as I say, at the moment, no plans to sell any other nature reserves.
OK, well, that's good to hear. And we look forward to hearing perhaps about new purchases in the future.
Yeah, Josh, hopefully so.
That would be good. Josh, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Absolutely, my pleasure, Amanda. Thank you.
And I was talking there to Josh Kubel of the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. Now, an event that you might be interested in, St Albans Greens are hosting a public meeting on climate change on Wednesday, the 20th of February. The event will feature three speakers who will discuss the challenge of climate change and what society can do about it. There'll be Laura McKenzie from Friends of the Earth, George Barder from Extinction Rebellion and Ian Troughton from St Albans Green Party. The meeting starts at 7:30 at Fleetville Community Centre in Royal Road, opposite Morrison's on Hatfield Road. Refreshments will be available from 7:20 and you can register on Facebook or otherwise just turn up. Now, St Albans Green Party are just one of the groups who have taken part in Sustainable St Albans Weeks, which this year is being expanded into the Festival of Sustainability. And registration is still open for one more day for events for this year's Festival of Sustainability, which runs from the 11th of May to the 1st of June. Now, any local group, business, church, school or whatever can run an event. An event can be anything that makes the district a little bit more sustainable. But as I say, you will need to get your skates on as registration ends tomorrow. So go to the Sustainable St Albans website where you can find out more and register your event online. And it's really quick and easy and you can still squeeze your event in. But as I say, you need to do that quickly. Now, you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to the Radio Verulam website /podcast, and you can subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. Do follow us on Twitter at @RV_environment, look us out on Facebook, or drop me a line at amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment or ideas about the show. I'll be back at the same time next week. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.